Well, as we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family together, one of the things I think that happens to us often on this feast day is we idealize the Holy Family to a point where it seems unreachable, untouchable to be that kind of family. That would be one of the questions. Would you call your family holy right now? I don't know if I'd call mine holy. You'd have to check. And then, you know, to think about the challenges that they had. You know, Joseph being visited by an angel and told to move to Egypt. How many would like to take their family to Egypt right now? So the Lord is working both in their lives and brought them forth to us to let us know the gift of love, but he's also speaking to each and every one of us. And the readings are all very, very profound today, speaking to us very personally. St. Paul's letter to the people of Colossae was also so very poignant. And he says, put on God's chosen ones. Wow, starts there. Put on God's chosen ones. So that's every single one of us here who are baptized in Christ Jesus. We are God's chosen ones. Every single one of us. Put on God's chosen ones who are holy and beloved. I love that. What a gift. St. Paul telling us that we are holy before God. And so the invitation for us, both personally but as families, is to be a people who are growing in holiness. And we do that through our prayer life together, and as couples, individually, but as couples and as families. We do that with the Word of God that we proclaim here in church, but also at home, that the Word of God lives at home, and who we are with one another. Holy and beloved. We are beloved by God. When you looked in the mirror this morning, did you say, wow, I'm beloved by God? Or did you say, like I did this morning, this is going to be a bad hair day? God's love pouring forth to us no matter what, no matter how we look in the morning. His love is there. We are beloved by God. And therefore, our families are beloved by God. St. Paul goes on to say that you are chosen, beloved, holy. So put on Christ's graces. Put on Christ's compassion. Put on Christ's kindness. Put on Christ's patience, gentleness. And over all that, put on love. I had a chance to visit a family some years ago. I won't tell you who they were nor where they were at all. And it was a very good visit. And they are a very good family. But stuff happens, as you know, as a family. And so I don't know about you, but this Christmas also, stuff happens. And, you know, you can tell that all of a sudden the gift of either Mario or Super Mario was going to be a problem because all the kids wanted to play with that one game, but only one of them had the game. And so the inevitable happened. You hear upstairs, wah, 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 wah. Sorry, it's my best intention. And so one of the kids comes flying down. Johnny won't let me play with the game. Why not? Because I'm too slow. I haven't figured it out yet. So parents go upstairs, talk to Johnny. All of that happens. And it's really not a dark moment. So we are family together. The invitation, though, of Jesus is that we be family together and share his love together. And so even though we have moments when our own selfishness comes out, and that's the selfishest moment, it's still an invitation for us to grow in compassion and gentleness and kindness and patience, and to put on all over that God's love. It works for couples too, by the way. The turkey or ham wasn't quite right, or it wasn't just as good as it was last year. So, simple things. I can be more dangerous right now if you want, but I won't be, okay? You know what I'm talking about. The invitation is for us to truly be a holy family together, even in the midst of struggle and difficulty. And I'm talking to our single people also. I'm talking to our divorced couples also. I'm talking to our married couples. I'm talking to us as religious, widowed, all of us. We are part of the Holy Family. And we bring into this day and into this new year the invitation to truly be that, a part of the Holy Family. And letting the Holy Family's love truly pour over us and fill us with the strength we need to be witnesses of Christ. As St. Paul says, put on all of that. Put on all these graces. And over it, you put on the love of Christ. That's the invitation. That's the call that he gives to each and every one of us. Just a footnote. I use this particular reading from St. Paul as my examination of conscience when I go to confession. So, it really does become powerful when you think, do I really consider myself holy? Do I really consider myself beloved by God? Do I really see myself growing in Christ's compassion for the people that come to my office? Do I really see myself growing in patience with my brother priests and the people of God? Do I really see myself growing in humility and gentleness? And most of all, have I put on the love of Christ such that when people come to my office or I meet them, they meet the love of Christ? And have they done that? I haven't survived that examination of conscience yet, I can tell you. So the invitation for us is to take into this Eucharist the call to be the Holy Family and to let all of these graces and all of this love of Christ truly flow over us and change us such that as we enter the new year, we are renewed in faith. We are renewed in hope, and we are renewed especially in the love of Christ.